This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's new security forces are trying to bring order to the country. Just this week, Iraqi police rounded up 500 people described as suspected criminals in Baghdad. Then a car bomb exploded outside the Iraqi government offices, and the prime minister called that retaliation for the arrests. There's been another car bombing today targeting a police station in western Iraq. To back up the police, the United States has been training an elite military unit. It's called the Iraqi Intervention Force. The 2nd Battalion of that force has an American advisor, Major David Lane. He says the U.S. created the volunteer force after the uprising in Fallujah.
That's when, you know, people started to realize that the security forces that had been in place at that time were not able to deal or unwilling to deal with the problem of insurgents throughout Iraq. So the intervention force underwent specialized training to deal with this threat. At the same time, they were requested to volunteer. Now, the Iraqi army itself is a volunteer army, but this was a specific request to ensure that every individual within the Iraqi intervention force understood what their mission was going to be, that they were actually going to participate in operations within the cities of Iraq to clear out the insurgents that are continuing to cause trouble throughout Iraq.
And that's an important point because you are asking Iraqis to be prepared to fire on or even kill other Iraqis.
Well, yeah, that's like asking an American they would go fight other Americans. Well, of course they're not going to go fight other Americans if they're from America. However, if there is a group within America that comes to attack a house or a home or a family or an organization, other Americans are going to stand up and defend what is theirs. And so the question is, when the Iraqi intervention force is attacked by another source within Iraq, that yes, they may be Iraqi by origin, but they're there to disturb the peace, to threaten the government, will they fight to defend that? And the answer is yes.
During the worst of the uprising in Iraq in April and May, an awful lot of Iraqi soldiers and Iraqi police officers walked away or ran away from their jobs. What are you doing to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, this battalion has been through a lot. Like I said, it's got the most combat experience of any battalion in the security forces at this point in time. The biggest difference is the amount of training that the individuals have gone through, the length of time that they have been together, the actual real combat missions in which they've been under fire before, they've returned fire, and they don't run away.
Major, can you describe the kind of neighborhoods in which you've been operating in Baghdad?
We're operating in a very poor neighborhood. A lot of times you find that those areas are problem areas because they're easily influenced by other forces. They're anti-Iraqi forces. At the same time, because of their situation, they're more likely to be intimidated. And so it's an easier area for them to infiltrate and operate out of. And that's currently the type of area they're working in now.
Just looking at the timeline here, you formed this unit in the spring, and it's very quickly been out on the streets. Is this, to some extent, by necessity, on-the-job training?
Yes and no. At no point in time did we assume a mission that I personally felt like the unit couldn't handle. That's part of my responsibility here as an advisor, to ensure that they're properly employed based on their capabilities and level of training. At this point in time, and we've gradually increased in complexity, they're ready for this.
That's Major David Lane. He's been advising the Iraqi Intervention Force in Baghdad.